Now time for Locker Room Chat with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman. Our first one of the year with him. And, Coach, last year a lot of injuries, a lot of what-ifs, but you get a lot of your guys back this season. First of all, just your overall thoughts on your 2022 season.
Yeah, I think you kind of mentioned, you know, we're not in the habit of making excuses, but, yeah, you kind of look at it, and we had some key guys go down, you know, throughout the season, namely at quarterback by game four, I believe. We're on our third-string quarterback, and that just it's tough to throw a youngster in there and have him lead the offense, you know, and keep to the initial plan for the season. So we had to alter some things, and our offense really sputtered. So, but coming back, the silver lining is we got a lot of youngsters, got a lot of playing time, a lot of experience last year, so hopefully that'll pay off this year.
And one of those guys that played quarterback last year, Jackson Kolterman, your thoughts on him taking over the reins this year?
Jackson's looked pretty good so far. You know, he grew in the offseason. He's a little bigger now. He's a little faster now. He's a little smarter now, a little tougher, I believe, also. And just that experience, you can't really replicate that in practice, or you absolutely cannot replicate that in practice, so having to throw him in the fire last year, I think it's going to benefit him this year.
And running back, you guys have a slew of guys, but talk about Race Fisher. I mean, just his size makes him such a valuable presence.
Yeah, pretty unique, I think, at the 1A level to have a kid that size in the backfield. You know, he's coming in at 6'1", 240, and he moves well. He's nimble for a big kid. He's looked really good so far this year, you know, in the Jamboree, and we had a summer scrimmage also. And, you know, we got him some work towards the end of last season also. Jackson Hines, he got a lot of carries. And in the Oskaloosa game, he was a beast. So he's looked good so far this season.
Talking with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman, we're going to step aside for just a bit and come back with more. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman. Coach, let's talk about your defense. They had some issues with injuries, and then that kind of resulted in giving up a few more points than I'm sure you probably were hoping for. But tell us what you're expecting from this defense in 2023.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys back, you know, and they're going to play spots that they played last season and have some, you know, got some good experience of playing. You know, we kind of got a scheme in place already, that we kind of worked on throughout last season that we can kind of come in and it's already installed. And, but yeah, absolutely. You know, on the other side of that, you know, we played some really good offenses last year also. That was part of the reason we gave up a lot of points. And I think also not knowing some of those teams, for the fact that was a brand new schedule for us going back to 11-man. So it's like we've totally flipped our schedule. You know, year in and year out, you kind of know your opponents. You kind of know what they're going to do. And we kind of had to start from scratch. It was a brand new scout every week. And so hopefully some of those things will familiarize us with some what the other teams are doing. And we can kind of get have a better idea and learn from that and defend better. Yes, we absolutely need to.
Coach, in week one, you guys open up against McLeod at home, and they got a brand new coach themselves. And what are some things you know about this team? They struggled a little bit last year, but how do you like your matchup here?
Got a little tape on them from their Jamboree. They get off the ball well, you know. They do have a new coach. They're running some different formations and a different type of offense than what they showed last year. But it looks like they kind of have energy, a little more energy here with the new coach coming in. And what we saw on tape, it's gonna be a dogfight. You know, these guys get off the ball good, and we'll see. It should be a tough game.
And Coach, as we're talking with Ben Kolterman from Onega, looking at your district schedule, this is a very intriguing, district that's definitely up for grabs.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we think so. There's probably not a lot of outside of our team meetings and where we're at. A lot of expectations outside of Onega, but we know what we got. And we, like I said, we're a little more familiar now with the teams in that district. You know, there's still some awfully good teams in the district, and we're going to have to limit the mistakes, limit the turnovers, the penalties, pay attention to details a little bit more. You know, last year I feel like we were a little wide open. We missed a lot of blocks and missed a lot of tackles. And if we clean that type of stuff up and consistently, you know, I think we have a chance of definitely making some noise in the district.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and I look forward to doing this with you every week moving forward.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Colterman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.